So why many leaders really are struggling to create an ambitious, bold future for the organization? And there are a number of factors, and in this episode I'm gonna go through some of my major findings in working with leaders, and also, you know, based on all the great interviews I have with my guest CEOs. So stay with me, because we're gonna talk about what are these factors, because they might be maybe interesting for you to see what else you can do, and if you, particularly if you're struggling into the day-to-day business as usual thing. So that's an episode for those people that want to actually go beyond the business as usual, and they want to create something powerful for themselves and for the future. So are you ready? Let's go. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to a new episode of the World Class Leader Show. And as I said in my introduction, this episode I want to talk about one of my favorite topics. That is one of the things I love doing with, you know, with the clients, with organizations, but also is the topic that I know really matters most, you know, when it comes to creating something extraordinary, is the notion of creating really an ambitious future. So, and if you consider that, I strongly believe that the easiest way to fail is to stop imagining what we want our future to be like, both as an individuals and as organizations. And in business in particular, we see, and I say this really too often, when leaders deliberately avoid creating a clear picture of their company's end state, the future, as if creating a compelling future and vision for the company is just an unrealistic expectation. So they give up. They give up on creating that. Or what they do, they just create, you know, this slogan about we want to be, you know, number one, and maybe they're 110. You know, this is unrealistic ideas. They're primarily just wishful thinking. So when that happens, so they don't really create the future, they really tend to favor hard work of people, short-term wins, sometimes using some shortcuts, and best case scenario improvements, so incremental essentially. And they favor that over imagination, disruption, and really creating a world of possibilities, which is the world where I live it, where I do believe leaders really can make a difference by altering the status quo. And if I consider my journey, my client's journey, all my experience that I have, interviews I made, I think there are some common factors that prevent leaders from creating, you know, that sort of compelling future. So when I was looking at all my data point, I think I summarized this factor in 7, okay? And they are short, punchy, because I know what you mean by all of them. But I think it's really worth going through one by one. So one is definitely complexity. We talked about that in my last episode, if you remember. Really, complexity is a thing. It's really, you know, it's incredible how it kills imagination and encourages business as usual attitude. Because the more complex we see the world, the less risk we take. So we don't really think about the future when we feel everything that is too complex, right? So it's like impossible. It's impossible going from where we are to where we might potentially want to be. So what's the point of creating what we want to be? The second is uncertainty. So when leaders really overly focus on fear to determine how the business landscape will look like in the long term, they stop thinking about the future because they feel trapped into the uncertainty. So it's like they are on alert every single day because tomorrow something can happen, which is not really an empowering position, both as a leader and as an employee, of course. Third, I would say the overemphasis on short-term goals that really leads to delivering immediate results, diverting, I would say, a focus away from the long-term vision. And that's probably the one most interesting point, because look, you might have a lot of objection there. So my challenge say, yes, but I need to deliver short-term goals. And, you know, my investor required it, or the shareholders. It's fair. So my point is not actually not following or not pursuing short-term goals. You must do it. But once you do it, the question for you is, are you able to keep the short-term goals and the long-term vision working at the same time? Is really living with ambiguity of both, which is really the question here. Another factor is, and again, that sounds like a no-brainer, right? The operational overload. So when leaders are constantly occupied with day-to-day operational tasks and firefighting, of course, they don't see the future. They don't even have the time and the bandwidth to think about the future. So I would say that is quite expected, right? Another thing is the fear of failure. And again, that is consistent with what I discussed in the previous episode, is the fear of failure is interesting because it really drives leaders to hesitate to chase a better future and discourage visionary thinking for themselves and for the people. And also that is the result of how they communicate that in the organization. Because if they communicate, you know, fear over future, people really get into the same mindset, right? Another factor, I would say number six, is the resistance to change. Again, probably expected, where it doesn't allow leaders to disrupt the status quo and depart from the current state. So here's the point. If you don't disrupt the status quo, either the status quo is an amazing journey, which is just a matter of let it go as it is, don't break in anything, right? Or as most of the leaders face, you essentially are deliberately choosing to not being a leader. And that's maybe is a really hard truth to digest for many people out there. But if you're not altering the status quo, what's the point of having you as a leader? I really believe leaders have the responsibility to disrupt the status quo, to challenge at least the status quo, because otherwise, what's the point of leadership? And final fact, I would say, which is always in the mix, is the personal biases, the beliefs and the past experiences that influence the leader's ability to envision an ideal future. And that is our mind. And we know our mind can prevent us from thinking bigger, thinking about the future for a number of reasons. As I said, bias, beliefs, previous experiences. So I would say as a final comment, in my observation is leaders who don't create an appealing future for their companies, and by the way, for themselves too, will always fail at some point. That's my view. But not because they will necessarily lose profits or results in that way, but because they will lose people along the way. And look, it's a great future that makes people interested in the company and stay around. It's not the profits, it's not the results, although they're important. I'm not stupid. I do definitely agree with that. But the point is, without future, why people should stick around, right? So future matters for the growth organization, for the shareholders, by the way, for investors, for yourself, for your career, for your team, for the people. So why not creating something big, right? So I'll leave you with these thoughts because I think, and again, I'm biased. I'm biased because I love this topic. I think it's critical. I think that's what leadership is about. But I do appreciate there are leaders out there, maybe some of you, that are facing the day-to-day challenges, the operational overload, the turnaround of a business. So there are so many good reasons, a valid reason for not looking at the future because there is an immediate, you know, burning platform. But my question to you is, how can you lead during a turnaround, during a crisis, and meanwhile, lead your organization into the future? I can tell you the best leaders out there are able to do both. The question is how you can do it. But first is, are you ready to consider that? Are you ready to think about the two things go hand in hand? So I'm really curious about your thoughts. And again, please support this show. We are doing a lot of work, hard work, as you might imagine, not only on Apple, Spotify, all the podcast directories, but also on YouTube. Our channel is going crazy, so please go there and follow the show too. And yeah, so leave a positive review if you can on Apple or Spotify, because that is the way how we grow. It's free. It takes really, literally 5 seconds. And I appreciate it because I know that I receive a lot of positive comments about this show, but you know, we are not definitely, you know, where we want to be in terms of growth. And I know it's a long journey, and we have a bold future, by the way, for the podcast too. But the bold future can be possible only if you guys leave reviews, follow the show, subscribe, share it. It's nothing about me. I can do the best I can to provide my values and my experience and also all the incredible guests I invite. But at the end of the day, as any other platform, is all about the user. So I leave these thoughts to you, and I hope that makes sense, and I hope you can support the show. And thank you so much again for being with me. And I really look forward to see you next week with another amazing guest. I'm going to talk about execution. So have a great day.